is there an argument that, well, maybe we should give up the winter program because then really people couldn't live in Aspen and they will find another place to go?
I don't think so, because these people are here year round and we would be putting them outside in the freezing cold without any support services whatsoever. I think that's tantamount of putting one of your friends outside and saying you deal with it. So Aspen Chapel is thrilled to be involved on this level. And it may not be known, but the other 9 months of the year, Aspen Chapel has been an unofficial shelter for years now. And so the Aspen Chapel has had a relationship with Vince and the team.
Actually, it was Catherine's idea, I think, to come to our rescue when we began to realize that the remodel of the Catholic Church wasn't going to go off on the ideal schedule. We started casting a few questions about her, begging ourselves to say, help. And it was Catherine Ann that really said, let's talk about the chapel.
There's a team in Aspen that really works together. And just seeing, you know, how we can work with the system and the people who are out there. And yes, maybe one or two come in from out of town and try to take advantage of the situation, but that's not the norm at all. And a lot of them, they've just fallen on hard times and need a hand at this point in their lives. And so whatever we can do to bridge that gap.
Is that the hope, that we're just serving someone who has fallen on hard times and we get them to where they need to be? Or is there a structure where this is the permanent solution for some of the people that you serve?
They run the gamut, the type of individual that asks for our services. I think several years ago, there was an executive, lost his job, lost his insurance, was here with two children, suddenly could not find housing. We helped him get his feet on the ground, and with some of the services, he then moved on to a better place. There are some studies that say if you have a substance abuse problem, you can't really deal with that until that individual has a place to put his or her head down on a pillow. And so we provide the ability to have that instead of being truly homeless. Then they can start to work on the other problems that they may be facing.